Albert Lehanov, Childhood, Journalistic Activity, Literary Activity, Social Activity. Albert Anatolievich Lehanov was born on the 13th of September, 1935, in Vyatka. He grew up during the Great Patriotic War. The impressions of that time would later become for Albert Lehanov a source of nourishes his work. Albert Lehanov's father, Anatol Nikolaevich, worked at a large factory as a mechanic, and his mother, Militsa Alexeevna, was a medical laboratory assistant. Elena Stepanovna, her paternal grandmother, was not involved in raising her grandson, but Maria Vasilievna was very much in charge. When Albert Lehanov went to first grade, she sent him to a music school. But the examiners did not find the boy's ear for music. Albert Lehanov needed a private teacher. For Alec Lehanov, the library was endless happiness. He was brought to the library by his teacher Apollinaria Nikolaevna Teplishina in the second grade. In 1953, Lehanov graduated from the Kirov Secondary School No. 16, and in 1958 from the Journalism Department of a Ural State University named after Gorky. In Kirov, Albert Lehanov actively worked as a journalist. He is remembered as a literary worker, editor of the Komsomolsky tribe. His name is associated with the appearance in Kirov at the Yov newspaper and Varieties organization of the creative club Maladist. Since 1975, Lehanov has become the editor-in-chief of the Smena magazine. Writer Albert Lehanov is distinguished by his journalistic experience, writing talent and multifaced personal potential, organizational enthusiasm and civic position. It is worth saying that Lehanov saw a problem of state importance, neglected orphanhood, the need to help children. In 1985 and 1987, following his appeals to power, two resolutions of the Central Committee of the Party and the government of the USSR were adopted in favor of orphans. In 1987, Albert Anatolievich Lehanov initiated the creation of the Soviet Children's Fund. This largest charitable organization for children in the country continues its important social and spiritual work in the form of the Russian Children's Fund and the International Association of Children's Foundations. The foundation comes to the aid of children in difficult life circumstances. Albert Lehanov began to write during his student years. He wrote essays on Yov, on the problems of young workers. In the city of Kirov, in 1959, his first book on a noble queen, golden grains, and warm hearts was published. After the release of his book, Lehanov tied his pen in different genres. He writes essays about enthusiasts of cultural and educational work, does not leave the topic of adolescence, turns to the pages of the historical past of Vyatka. In 1961, he published the historical story Let There Be Sunshine about the Polish artist Andrea Oli. In 2000, Albert Anatolievich Lehanov was awarded the Alexander Green Prize for the Dialogy Russian Boys and Men's School. The book Russian Boys includes such works as Steppe Mountains, Music, Wooden Horses, Shop of Beloved Manuals, Kikimera, Last Colts, Children's Library. The cycle of these works describes the life of the boys of a small town during the war and post-war times. The novella's chapters Mean Boys, Ugly Age, Another Account were written between 1992 and 1994 years and published in the publishing house Dom in 1995 and in Reuman Gazeta in 1996. One of the most important questions raised in the novel Mean Boys is, how does childhood end? You can ask the question, do you think childhood ends in an instant? Having asked this question, the author answers it. My childhood did not end immediately, did not end an instant. Some invisible force took him away, not only in parts, but in jerks. However, it may well be that both in parts and in jerks at once. This is followed by stories where thought is presented in images. There are two important themes in the Wheel Age. The first theme is the first attempt at writing, and the second theme of a story and the entire novel as a whole is the special services and children. Theatre and film directors turn to Lukhanov's works. Their interest in his books is due to the bright social orientation of his works, the author's desire to actively defend humanistic ideas and preach the moral law. For example, the film Carousel in the Market Square, 1986, based on the story Golgotha, makes the viewer think about the meaning of life, the connections between peace and war, about the fate of man in the context of time and history. Public recognition, awards of the state, religious confessions, and the authority of an international level came to the writer long ago. In 1985, Albert Lukhanov was awarded the Boris Polevoy Literary Prize for his story The Last Cult. In 2000, the President of the Russia Federation, Putin, presented Lukhanov in the Kremlin with the Order of Merit for the equivalent of 4th degree. In 2005, he was also awarded the Order of Merit for the equivalent of 3rd degree. It is worth noting that during both presentations, the writer and the leader of the foundation, speaking to the president, not only thanked the authorities, but also spoke about the problems of childhood. For the best work of 2001, Lukhanov was awarded the Great Literary Prize of Russia, which is awarded by the Corporation El Rosa and the Writers' Union of Russia. In 2010, Lukhanov was awarded the Order of Friendship, and in 2016, the Order of Honor in the Kremlin. On the 28th of September 2015, the leader of the Russian Children's Fund, Albert Leonidovich Lukhanov, for his great contribution to the development of children's literature and active social and humanitarian activities, was awarded a diploma and a commemorative medal by the Commissions of the Russian Federation for UNESCO. The diploma was signed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, Lavrov. Addressing the audience, he once again recalled those good deeds that the Russian Children's Fund performed in the hotspots of the former USSR and especially in the Transcaucasian regions, north and south Ossetia. Our foundation resembles an ambulance for children, the leader of the foundation, Lukhanov. Where our country is well and it needs help, we always come to the rescue. In 2020, in the Moscow Holograsky Hall, the prize was presented to them. Vysotsky's own track with the presentation of a gold medal for loyalty to the chosen path, for kindness and selfless devotion, for the preservation of happiness in the life of every child. Albert Lukhanov takes a civic position as a defender of the moral values and traditions of his fatherland. He fights to protect the happiness in the life of every child and the responsibility of adults for the future of their children. His human position is a protector of childhood. He believes that true art is a form of expressing goodness. It is a kind of concentration of all the best that can be in the personality, the concentration of such a force that gives rise to light, purifying and ennobling everything around him. And what is true art for you?